Well, today, May 4th, National Day of Prayer here in our country. It's been happening, actually going on for a long, long time, and this particular day dedicated to that day more recently. Joining us to talk more about it, about the event happening here in downtown Galesburg today, sponsored by the Unity and Community Alliance, Pastor James Haley from Allen Chapel AME Church. Pastor Haley, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I thank God again that I'm above the ground and not being viewed by everybody else.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for being here. Also, Pastor Andrew Jowers from the Greater Heights Community Center.
Greater Heights Worship Center.
Worship Center, I'm sorry. Greater Heights Worship Center. Pastor Jowers, good morning. How are you today?
I am marvelous.
And also president of the Unity and Community Alliance here as well.
Amen.
All right. Well, first off, Pastor Haley, I want to talk a little bit about the history of National Day of Prayer. It's very interesting. Going back, 1952 and President Dwight D. Eisenhower, is that right?
Yes, sir. And just so everyone will know that our country was founded on what we call, and even though people have a problem with the word Christian, but Christian views and things. And even when they were doing the, as they say, they don't like to talk about the amendment and everything, those at that time prayed, even if they didn't follow a lot of things that we might would think, hey, if you're praying and you're trusting and you're trying to do things right, then how did you end up doing all these other things? But that's the way man operates. And God knows how we're going to operate, even when our heart intention was right. So they would pray, and it said that as you research it, that they would pray hour and a half before they would go in and begin to write those words that these, you know, people, you know, talking about, you know, liberty, justice, and life,
and the founding fathers.
But see, the founding fathers did what they did, and now we're doing what we should be doing. We should be doing more of that, but you know how that is.
Yeah, and we all understand. Yeah. I'll talk to you, Pastor Jowers, the separation of church and state, but still, as you said, the founding fathers, and for a long, long time, and there are still some within government that, that's, you know, they pray about things, and they did before anything happened. They thought about it, prayed about it, and that's a lot of what this is about.
Exactly. Galesburg has a history of being, has a foundation of faith and family and folks that would leave their comfort zone and come to the wilderness, that took a whole lot of faith, prayer, and prayer. So I think we're standing on good ground and looking forward to being, a light, in the midst of some kind of turbulent times across our nation. So
absolutely.
And you know, we see so much. We do know, we have to acknowledge it, and that's gun violence. But not only gun violence, we got mental issues, and then seem like the word cancer. Everybody knows someone that has cancer in their family member or friends. And then we wear those shirts, you know, that says pink. They can be black, green, yellow, but they make you think about cancer. And if you're going to think about cancer, you'll think about prayer, because God can handle what the world calls the big C, you know.
Yeah.
And really the big C for us as Christian believers, Christ. But we know that today we just want Galesburg to come on and meet us in the roundabout, better known as the square now. And don't, I'm going to just say, whatever they do, don't be a square. Come right join us at the square.
Come around the square.
There you go.
And when that happens, let us just really meet together with prayer, because America and we, even in Galesburg, is good at responding and trying to be reacting to certain things than being proactive to certain things. You know, a prayer and National Day of Prayer still want us to be proactive to violence and to hatred and to what we know is still there, racism. See, anybody that don't think it's not there is not living in America.
Reality.
And in reality is right, because it's still there. No matter how sugarcoating we want to put things, you got to know that we all carry some type of saying, hey, it's me. And Dr. King would tell you, we all should walk together in unity, and this is unity in the community alliance.
Yep.
That even though we may not always agree, because you got Republicans and Democrats, and you know they don't agree. And every one of them going to try to make the other one look worse, even if they have good ideas. It ain't about taking a good idea and working together and making it greater.
Prayer.
It's about how I can make it worse.
Right.
But prayer will help us to see through
gaps.
It all.
Yes, yes.
Pastor James Haley and Pastor Andrew Jowers with us here this morning. And Pastor Jowers, Pastor Haley mentioned something about, there's gun violence, there's drugs, there's mental health issues, there's other things. And all those things are going to happen regardless, but it's in some ways unfortunate. One day a year set aside as National Day of Prayer, when it seems like maybe if that was every day, maybe there wouldn't be nearly as much of a lot of the things that are going on. A whole lot more love in the world.
Now that's a good point. We think about all the issues, and but we can find common ground in looking up. I think the psalmist said in Psalms 121. I lift my eyes toward the hills, whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. So we have to look up. And if we're looking up, we're it's not in us. That's the solution does not necessarily rest with us. It rests with us connecting with God. And the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God, And then if we are truly under God, then we can claim that indivisible.
Absolutely.
With liberty and justice
for all. They didn't say for some.
Yeah, for all.
It's for all. Even though sometimes, just like at the council meeting Monday night, there was a lot of heated, And one of the well-known members of our community, she said, Sally Wade said, hey, do you want to be a lighthouse or a clubhouse? Do you really want to forget about everybody else and just have your own space and just really deal with it? Or do you want to be a lighthouse and bring everybody in to be more a family than just a group? You can be a family or you can be a group.
National Day of Prayer today, and an event happening here in Galesburg. Pastor Haley from Allen Chapel and Pastor Jowers from the Greater Heights Worship Center joining us here this morning. So today here in downtown Galesburg on the square, noon until 6 o'clock, and I guess you're encouraging people.
There's two events.
Oh, two events. I'm sorry. Oh, noon and six. I said noon to six. Noon and six. Okay. Hey, but you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. If somebody wants to be there,
Look,
there is nothing wrong
with prayer.
I want everybody to understand. That's why we have it broke down to two different session times. But if you want to stay there and hang around about,
and pray,
don't worry about, you'll be able to do that, as well as you will see people pass by. We know how people drive around, including myself. And if they want to park and come and join you, then fine. Today we're going to start at noon. We'll be there for an hour or less or more. It just depends on the individuals, because we ain't coming to run away from prayer. We coming to pray. And then at 6 o'clock, we had two times so that those who may not be able to, might be at work, can get off and come on at 6. And let's join and do this before we are reacting to a bad situation, even in Knox County or in Galesburg. Crime is still here. Shootings are still here. Just like we had fires. The fire of houses.
Fire.
House burning, and so you just gotta let's try to be already in the manner of praying, and so when things like that happen, all we do is just keep going and say, all right, we'll do that.
And I would say, even if there's somebody out there, either whether they've lost faith for whatever reason or has just never been a believer or just never known, nobody's ever taught them.
Amen.
What do you have to lose by coming, right?
Amen.
I mean, you got everything to gain and nothing to lose, and maybe help out our community and our world.
Exactly. That would be a good point. So no matter what your situation is, prayer can bring you together, and you can start where you are. I don't know, believer, non-believer, we always can connect with God. And if you connect with God, things will change. Things will, and they will change for the better.
Pastor Jowers, talk a little bit about the Unity and Community Alliance. You're the president of the organization. Talk a little bit about that particular organization and kind of your function.
Amen. Unity and the Community Alliance started in May 2015, and it's made up of five churches at this particular time. And these are mainline, pretty much well-known, long churches with longevity in the city. And it was started by Pastor Jerry Cato Sr., Pastor Toby Carlos, and myself. And we thought we could do more together than we could as individuals. So we kind of capitalized on the word synergy. And so we want to maximize the economy of scale in terms of we're really small individually, but collectively, you know, those five churches can do a lot. And they're strategically placed within the city of Gillsburg, so we can reach the entire city of Gillsburg. So our mission is we are a very diverse group, Christ-centered, congregations, clergy, lay leaders that, you know, within the body of Christ. We exist, you know, to promote unity, strength, and encourage, you know, the Christian family and the human family. And we committed to walking and serving the Lord in God's love, God's mercy, and God's grace. And we're servant leaders. And we're going to demonstrate that by our visibility within the community.
You know, Gillsburg, there's a whole lot of churches here, so in some ways a very secular town. But all the same goal, though, right?
Amen. I mean, amen. Yeah. We participated in Holy Week services at Trinity Lutheran with Pastor Kerry Carnes, and it was a blessing, real blessing. Very diverse group coming together to just worship God.
Pastor James Haley and Pastor Andrew Jowers joining us here this morning. The National Day of Prayer happening today. You can do it on your own, do it every day, whatever the case may be. But noon today on the square in downtown Gillsburg, then around 6 o'clock again. And Pastor Haley, any other message you want to get out or suggestions or reason for somebody to come down and join in with the power of prayer?
Well, it's just love. You know, people say, what's love got to do with everything? If you love people and you love your family, and no matter, maybe they're not doing and going exactly the way you want to, let's come together and love today and pray, because that was given to us. If my people, who I call by my name, would humble themselves and pray, and humbleness is the hardest thing for us to do together, because as you just said earlier, and I've heard it so many times. Well, I pray at home. I pray every day. You know, I understand that. But I also understand that there's a good chance for us to come together, and we can really, because one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000, three can put 100,000, four can put, and when you're talking about put a flight, we're talking about put things that are negative that seem to pull us apart and cause us to instead of love, we get so angry that we'll even violently attack each other, you know. And we don't want that to happen in Gillsburg. We've seen it happen in other cities and the Senate and the Congress, even though they start out in prayer. Next thing you know, you got them so upset with each other that they do some crazy things. And we want to really today just continue to take a step and coming together in unity.
Together, yes.
And I want you to know that even though this is the first Thursday in May, we're looking for a continuation. We're going to come back to you and let you know what days that we will do and meet in the square, because it's needed, you know, and it doesn't hurt. It just sacrifice a little bit more of your time.
Amen.
And believe that we are going to make a difference by what we do. Positive, you know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and Pastor Jowers, I mean, as Pastor Haley said, the power of one in prayer is great, but the power of many even greater. So you're talking, you know, you're joining in with people here and hopefully millions around the country as well.
Amen.
That's powerful.
And Pastor Haley quoted 2 Chronicles 7:14, which happens to be our church theme for the year. So no matter what America and the world finds itself, whatever state we find ourselves, there is a remedy. Mm-hmm. there is a prescription. And, you know, we go to medical doctors and seek their help, and they will write us out a prescription for medicine that will help make us better. But God has a prescription, a formula. If we follow the formula, and 2 Chronicles says that, for if you humble, if my people humble, this is the faith-based community. If we humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and then turn from our wicked ways, he said, I'll hear from heaven and forgive their sins and then heal the land. So this is a prescription. We don't have any excuse for whatever is going on. It rests at the door of the church.
Pretty simple prescription and formula.
Amen.
It really is.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, National Day of Prayer and an event on the square here in downtown Galesburg at noon and at 6 o'clock this evening. And we encourage you to show up, whether no matter what church you go to, you attend, or if you don't attend, or whatever your situation is. It's going to do nothing but good in the world.
Amen. I want to say thank you for giving us this opportunity to be able to share even on this day.
Yeah.
I've already been in prayer, and I know others have been in prayer, but we're still asking you, if you can find it in your heart to come out. Don't let football games and basketball games and baseball games such as Cardinals and Cubs.
Yeah.
we get together.
Both fans, we need lots of prayers as is, though, right? That's the way things are going right now.
Yes.
I know there's much bigger things to pray for, but, you know, every little bit helps.
Don't get me.
Help the Cardinals.
Don't throw at me. Don't get mad at me, Tom, when I say I'm a Cub man.
It's all right. I put up with that with Tyler every day.
I pray for him every day.
It's so good to see you this morning.
Pastor Haley, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Pastor Jowers, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.